Section 6, Bookmarks. In this section, we'll examine the three different types of bookmarks available on the stream: simple bookmark, highlight bookmark, and audio bookmark. We will also review the bookmark alert feature in the configuration menu. Reference books are a common type of book where it's handy to be able to place bookmarks. I have a reference book here on my stream. It's a cookery book, a typical type of reference book. It's number 3 on my bookshelf. I'm going to go to it now. Press the Go To key.
Go to book 3.
And press play.
Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
I'm going to press the up arrow number 2 on the navigation menu.
Level 3.
We see that we were at level 4. In Daisy Books, the stream always opens the book at the lowest Daisy level available. In this case, it was level 4. I'm going to go up to level 2.
Level 2.
And level 1.
Level 1.
And now I'm going to advance to the contents.
About this cover material. Dedication. Contents.
And here we are.
Acknowledgements.
I'll stop playback. And I want to set a bookmark here. I'm going to back up a little bit. Tap the rewind key.
Contents.
I want to set a simple bookmark at this point. To do that, I'm going to press the bookmark key. This is the key above number 3. I'm going to press it twice.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark.
The stream is now waiting for me to enter a bookmark number and then follow it with confirm or play. However, if I just press confirm or play at this point, the stream will assign its own bookmark number. I'm going to press confirm.
Bookmark 1. Inserted.
And the stream assigned the first available bookmark, number 1, because we haven't entered any bookmarks into this book yet. Now I'm going to continue playing a little bit.
Acknowledgements. Page Roman 8. Introduction. Page Roman 9.
Now I'm going to return to bookmark number 1. To go to a bookmark, we use a single press of the bookmark key.
Go to bookmark.
And then we enter our bookmark number.
1.
And press play.
Acknowledgements. Page Roman 8.
And we see that we returned almost to the beginning of the contents. I would define this as a rather untidy bookmark, because you noticed I stopped the playback just after I heard the contents section title announced. And so my bookmark was actually set at the point just after the section heading title. How can we precisely put a bookmark at the beginning of a section title? I'm going to press the Where Am I key.
Where am I? 2%. Heading 8.
Contents.
And we see that the contents is the 8th heading in this Daisy book. Knowing that, I'm going to use the Go to Heading function. Press the Go to key twice.
Go to page. Go to heading.
And I'm going to put 8.
8.
Press confirm.
Heading 8.
And now I'm precisely positioned at the beginning of the contents section. I'm going to insert my bookmark again. Press bookmark twice.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark.
And I'll press confirm.
Bookmark 2. Inserted.
I'll continue playing a little bit.
Contents. Acknowledgements. Page Roman 8.
This time we heard the section title announced when we continued playing, so we were positioned just ahead of the section title when we set the bookmark. Let's go to bookmark number 2 and confirm that.
Go to bookmark 2.
And I'll press play.
Contents. Acknowledge.
Much better. So if you want to precisely position a bookmark at the beginning of any section or page, just use the Where Am I key to confirm the page or heading number and then go precisely to that using the Go To command followed by the confirm key. Let me continue advancing a little farther into this book. We're still at level 1 navigation, so I'm going to press 6.
Acknowledgements. Introduction. Ingredients. Soups. I went to Europe for the first time when I was...
Let's mark the soup section of the book with another bookmark. I'm going to check the heading number here. I'm going to press the Where Am I?
Where am I? 17%. Page 33, heading 54.
Soups. I went to Europe for the first...
We heard the soups section is heading 54 in the book, so I'm going to go to that heading.
Go to page, go to heading 5, 4.
Press confirm.
Heading 54.
And I'll insert a bookmark here.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark.
And this time, just to show that we can enter any bookmark number we wish, I'm going to enter 99.
9.
And press confirm.
Bookmark 99. Inserted.
And if I go to that bookmark?
Go to bookmark. 9.
And press play.
Soups. I went to Europe for the first time.
We went precisely to the section on soups. I'm going to go much farther into this book now.
Go to page.
I'm going to go to page 154.
1, 5, 4. Page 154.
And I'm going to press play.
Warm white chocolate pecan cookies. I love to have cookies baking in the kitchen.
Let's mark this recipe. So I'm going to return to page 154.
Go to page 154.
Press confirm.
Page 154.
And insert my bookmark. Press go to bookmark and then
go to bookmark
again for
insert bookmark
and then press confirm.
Bookmark 3 inserted.
And now I'm going to use the number 2 key. We're at level 1 navigation. I'm going to go up one level, which in fact will bring me around to the bottom to the
phrase
level. This book is very well marked up, and I know that phrase will take me in small movements through this recipe.
Warm white chocolate pecan cookies. I love to have cookies baking in the kitchen while my guests are eating
dinner. I'm moving
at the
phrase level with number 6.
This recipe makes a lot of cookies. Roll 1 1/2 cups, 375 milliliters, butter. 1 1/2 cups, 375 milliliters, brown sugar. 1 cup, 250 milliliters, granulated sugar.
That sounds like a lot of sugar. Let's assume that we made this recipe and found it too sweet. If this was a print recipe book, we might decide to write in the margin to use less sugar. With the stream, the equivalent of writing in the margin is to use an audio bookmark. Let's see how this works. I'm going to press the bookmark key twice.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark.
Now, instead of pressing confirm, I'm going to press and hold the record key.
Start recording.
Too much sugar. Just use 1 cup brown and 1 cup granulated.
Stop recording. Bookmark 4. Inserted.
So this bookmark will have that voice annotation that I just made associated with it. Let me show you. I'm going to go to bookmark 4.
Go to bookmark 4.
Too much sugar. Just use 1 cup brown and 1 cup granulated.
2 eggs. 2 teaspoons. 10 milliliters.
We heard my voice annotation. And then the stream continued playing from that point. Just a couple of notes about audio bookmarks. Number 1, they are limited to 1 minute in duration. Number 2, the voice recording files are saved on the SD card in a reserved folder named $VR Audio BKM. We've made 4 bookmarks here, actually 5. That was bookmark number 4, but we also had a bookmark 99. Let's verify that by pressing the information key. Key number 0.
Info.
Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
And I'm going to advance with key 6.
Pages. 200. Total time. 9. Time elapsed. Time remaining. 5. Bookmarks in this book.
And in fact, we confirm that there's 5 bookmarks. I'll press cancel.
Canceled.
Let's look at the bookmark list. This is a feature which lets you move bookmark by bookmark forward and backward using keys 4 and 6. If I press the bookmark key,
go to bookmark, insert bookmark, start highlight bookmark, bookmark list.
On the 4th press, I come to the bookmark list. Now I can move forward or backward from the current position in the book, jumping from bookmark to bookmark. Let me go forward with key 6.
End of book.
We jump right to the end of the book because our playback position was just following the last bookmark we inserted. If I use the number 4 key, I can come backwards through my bookmarks.
Audio bookmark 4.
Too much sugar. Just use 1 cup brown and 1 cup granulated.
And I'll press 4 again.
2 eggs.
Bookmark 3.
Warm white chocolate pecan cookies.
And press 4 again.
I love to have cookies.
Bookmark 99.
Soups.
And again.
I went to Europe.
Bookmark 1.
Acknowledgements.
That's in the table
Page
of contents.
Roman 8.
I'll press 4 again.
Bookmark 2.
Content.
Beginning of book.
And we've come to the beginning of the book. I can go forward with number 6.
Bookmark 2.
Contents.
Bookmark 1.
Acknowledgements.
Now this number 1 bookmark, the first one we placed, is actually not the tidy bookmark that we wanted to keep. So let's remove this bookmark number 1. I'm going to press the bookmark key until I hear remove bookmark.
Go to bookmark. Insert book. Start highlight. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark.
There it is. And I'm going to press 1.
1.
And confirm.
Bookmark 1. Removed.
And now if I go to the beginning of the book, I'll press the go to.
Go to page.
Followed by rewind.
Beginning of book.
And now I'll go to the bookmark list. I'm pressing bookmark.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark list.
And I'll press 6.
Bookmark 2.
Contents.
Bookmark 99.
Soups.
Bookmark 3.
Warm white chocolate.
Audio bookmark 4.
Too much sugar. Just use 1 cup.
End of book.
And we come to the end of the book. Notice each time we're on the bookmark list that there's always present an implicit bookmark for the beginning of the book and the end of the book. This is the case in every book you read. And of course we have our shortcuts, go to followed by rewind, and go to followed by fast forward to get to the beginning or end of the book. So the bookmark list is a second way to reach beginning or end of book. Let me go back to my audio bookmark. I'm going to press 4.
Audio bookmark 4.
Too much sugar.
And just press play.
1 cup brown and 1 cup granulated.
2 eggs. 2 teaspoons, 10 milliliters, vanilla. 3 1/2 cups, 875 milliliters, all-purpose flour.
Now, the one type of bookmark we haven't demonstrated is the highlight bookmark. I'm going to start a highlight bookmark at this position. I'm going to press the bookmark key until we hear start highlight.
Go to bookmark. Insert bookmark. Start highlight bookmark.
Press confirm.
Start position set.
And I'm going to press play.
1 1/2 teaspoon, 7 milliliters, baking soda.
And I'm going to end there. Let's assume that baking soda ingredient is something we want to highlight. I'm going to end that highlight now. I'm going to press the bookmark key once.
End highlight bookmark.
And we see that the choice to end the highlight is conveniently located on the first press of the bookmark. I'm going to confirm.
Highlight bookmark 1. Inserted.
And you see that the next available bookmark, number 1, was chosen by the stream because we deleted bookmark 1. Now watch what happens when I go to bookmark number 1, this highlight. The stream will play the highlighted text and then it will stop playback by itself. I'm going to go to bookmark 1.
Go to bookmark 1.
And press play.
1 1/2 teaspoon, 7 milliliters, baking soda.
Now we see that the stream has stopped playback. I did not press the stop key, it stopped by itself. If I want to repeat that highlight, I just need to tap the rewind key like this.
1 1/2 teaspoon, 7 milliliters, baking soda.
In fact, I can repeat it as many times as I like simply by pressing rewind.
1 1/2 teaspoon, 7 milliliters, baking soda.
So this is equivalent to using a highlight pen in a print book to highlight a line or a paragraph. This would be a great way if you're studying a textbook and you wanted to repeat a passage over and over because you were trying to learn it in detail. I'm going to press play to continue playback.
1/2 teaspoon, 2 milliliters salt.
So we're just continuing the playback after the highlight. One more feature of bookmarks on the stream is the bookmark alert feature. I'm going to press the menu key.
Menu, navigation and playback, loop, disable.
And I'm going to down arrow through the playback and navigation items. I'm looking for something called bookmark alert.
Time jump, 5, key beeps, sleep messages, bookmark alert, disable.
Here it is. It's disabled on my stream, but I'm going to press the number 6 key and select
enable.
And I'm going to confirm that selection. Press confirm.
Selected.
And now I'm going to exit the menu.
Leaving menu.
That was the cancel key that exited the menu. Now I'm going to go to the beginning of the book.
Go to page.
Rewind.
Beginning of book.
And I think we're at the phrase level, so I'm going to press 8, which should take us around to level 1.
Level 1.
There we go. I'm going to press 6 and advance up to the contents where we placed that first bookmark.
About this Daisy Top. Cover material. Dedication. Contents. Acknowledgements.
Actually, I think it was bookmark number 2 that references the contents. I'm going to tap the rewind and come back a little bit because now that bookmark alert is enabled, I want you to see what happens when we are in playback mode and we pass over a bookmarked position. I'm going to back up into the dedication.
Anything you make, Bonnie, is perfect, but an apple dessert would be nice.
Bookmark 2.
Contents. Acknowledgements. Page Roman 8.
You see, when the bookmark alert is enabled, and we're in playback mode and we pass over a bookmark position, we heard the stream alert us. It told us that the contents was bookmark number 2. Let me move up on the bookmark list to the cookie recipe that we marked earlier. I'm going to go to bookmark 3.
Go to bookmark 3.
Warm white chocolate pecan cookies. I love to have cookies baking in the kitchen while...
I'm going to move forward a little bit with tapping the fast forward because I want to reach the point where we put the audio bookmark and the highlight bookmark.
The house is intact. The frozen logs also... 1 1/2 cups, 375 milliliters, butter. 1 1/2 cups, 375 milliliters, brown sugar. 1 cup, 250 milliliters, granulated sugar.
Audio bookmark, 4.
Too much sugar. Just use 1 cup brown and 1 cup granulated.
2 eggs.
I'll stop playback there. You see, when we were playing over the ingredients, the stream alerted us that we had put a bookmark there, in fact an audio bookmark, and it played my voice annotation that I had made earlier. Imagine if we had written in the margin of a print book, and we went back to that book 6 months later. Of course we would see what we wrote in the margin. With bookmark alerts enabled in the menu, the same thing happens on the stream. If I come back to this recipe in 6 months, and I forgot that I had made that annotation about the sugar, there's no problem because when I played the recipe, the stream would alert me and play my voice annotation. Bookmark alerts are a very useful feature if you want to be reminded about the passages that you've marked as important, especially if you've made voice annotations. You don't need to worry about filling up the bookmark memory in the stream because it can store thousands of bookmarks. And if it does fill up its memory space, it will start reusing bookmark space from the least recently used book. So you can virtually think of its bookmark memory as unlimited. Having said that, there is a way to remove all the bookmarks in a book at the same time. I'm going to press the bookmark key multiple times until I hear remove bookmark.
Insert bookmark. Start highlight book. Bookmark list. Remove bookmark.
There it is. And if I type the number 9 key 5 times...
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
And then press confirm. All of the bookmarks that we just made in this book will be removed. I'll do that.
Bookmarks in this book, removed.
However, it's not necessary to remove bookmarks to save memory. You only need to remove bookmarks if you don't wish to have them anymore. This concludes our discussion about bookmarking on the stream.